That was Angel Corpse with Shining One, Rex Luciferi off of Lucifer and Lightning. Before that, Suffocation with Habitual Infamy, not continual infamy.
Casual.
Yeah, it's something that you just...
You got to dedicate
You try to break that habit every once in a while. Proof that...
If you can go 12 weeks, I think, without infamy, then you'll be able to... you know, rewrite that that habitual nature. In
yeah, but you do need a sponsor, and you do need to go to IA. Infamy Anonymous. Before that, boy, this has been a show of, like, lesser heard stuff. We played a track we've never played before, Zarathustra from their album, and Hora Mortis, the song called Salvation from Being, that they stepped it up a notch. They got ace producer Necromorbus backing them, and they actually put out an album that was, well, hey, interesting.
Nice.
And, of course, before that was Sadistic Execution.
My mic is slapping you in the mouth.
Yeah, it sure is. God, not your mic. I hope not. Sadistic Execution with Organized Sadistic Abuse. Well, wow. Son of a bitch. We're at the end.
That's it, yep.
Yeah, no, that's it. Seriously, that's the end of the show. So
we will see you in a week and a half.
Yeah, because we're...
Or every other week.
Yeah, we will see you guys again on the week of, I guess it's the 14th.
Some fucking day. White calendar, motherfucker! Bam!
You'll be hearing from us again on July 12th.
All right.
Nice. Well, no, wait. That's not right. Fuck. No, because that's the 5th.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, no, it'll be the 19th, July 19th.
Oh, July 10th. Yeah. All right.
Oh, maybe we can, like,
oh, we gotta
pull
play.
Some guy out of their car and beat them to death.
Yeah.
We got to play what?
Oh. Mistfire and Blasphemy.
Well, I'm just going to, we'll save that.
Suffocation.
Yep. Again. Okay, everybody. Well, thanks for listening. That was the Metal Enema. Have fun. Bye-bye.
Bye. Was Lord of Death from Vomit. Inducted Throughout Time was from Xenomorph, and Illuminating Void was from Warlog.
Yeah, that Xenomorph.
We're getting, with all the rain, we're sure getting Warlogged up here.
Oh, yeah, it's been raining like a bitch in Texas, and we're all kind of freaking
out. It's Katrina all over again!
Yeah,
I can only hope.
Ugh. Well, it's
I
still
can only hope.
It's still motherfucking Katrina downtown, like at the parking garage I have to park at to go to work. Some fucking crackhead has been going up there the last few days and just punching out car windows and taking shit.
Oh, nice.
Just left and right. So, yeah. And then just casually riding out of there on a bike, apparently.
Shit.
Yeah, great. So, yeah, that Vomit that we just played, well, the band Vomit that we just played, that's their compilation CD, Still Rotting. And it wasn't released by Ina, but if you want it, you can get it through the Ina Offensive, AJNA Offensive.
If he has it in stock.
Yeah, he
may. Last time I checked, he didn't have it in stock, but he had the vinyl.
Oh, okay. Well, the vinyl's supposed to be cool, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a compilation of the Vomit demos. They're a Norwegian band from the mid-80s. They were contemporaries of Mayhem back when Mayhem was in their Death Crush era.
Yeah.
They even shared early members with Mayhem, and apparently they were hugely influential on bands like Dark Throne and the Covenant and Demi Borgir.
And The Secret.
And
the Da Vinci Code. And no one. And what is it? Left Behind?
Left Behind?
Yeah. Is that series of Christian books turned into low budget ish Christian films that only Christians are really aware of.
Oh, okay.
Which begs the question, why do I know about them? But, you know, they...
Know places, your enemy.
Yeah. But yeah, it's about the... It's kind of like The Stand, but written from a Christian point of view, where the rapture comes and it's, you know, this Christian guy's left behind the lines in Nam or something like that. And his plane got shot down and he's got to get across no man's land into Yugoslavia.
I don't think that's how it goes. Or maybe for Christians it does. That's like, that's a foreign land, you know. Oh, yeah, Vietnam's next to Yugoslavia.
Yeah, exactly.
We also played Xenomorph, which is a band from 1995. Very rarely heard, as it happens. That was basically Bill Taylor from Angel Corpse and now Immolation's first band, really. Mm-hmm. Although, by his attribution, he didn't have a whole lot to do with the writing, but still, it's cool stuff. Before that, Warlog with the new... Well, you said that already. Fuck
that's
that.
That's right. White power, motherfucker! You're listening to the Metal Enema on Solar Fall Radio. I am Agapornis Epcac.
And I'm the Undertaker. Thanks for remembering to
that's
do that,
not a
by
problem.
The way.
MySpace.com/Metal Enema, MetalEnema@gmail.com.
By the way...
91.7 KJ, Austin, Cortez, Federal, and Senior Regulations, you can find the broadcast for decent material between the hours 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. since Leavis 2000 time.
Holy shit, you know what? I forgot. I completely forgot. We're a year old on Solar Fall Radio.
Yay!
Awesome. Well, I can't believe we did it. I thought we were going to burn out on this after 5 months like we usually do on anything we work on.
Oh, shit.
It's like, I don't know. It was kind of cool.
Can't believe it's not butter.
No, that's,
Imperial.
No, that's not the same thing. Imperial is butter. Well, allegedly. So, yeah, so we're a year old. Wow.
All right.
I thought we were just going to, like I said, I just thought
let's insert the cake.
Oh, yeah, we'll get that going. So we still have a few more things. Why don't we just get right back into it? This is Sadistic Execution, and this is their song off of their album Fuck with Organized Sadistic Abuse. Go figure. We'll be right back.
We're strong in the Lord and the power as much. Ex umbris in lucha. I bring you from shadow into light. I cast you out the prince of darkness.
Flesh, break the family grip. Some feel ruined.
That was an oldie but a goodie. That was Naglfar off of Vitra from...
I peed.
Yeah. From, oh, yeah, that's right. There's a little check on the cover. It looks like she was just taking a whiz in the forest. Right. Yeah, from the album Vitra.
Standing up. My thighs are wet.
And then the
My
song...
8-inch dog.
That song is called Through the Midnight Spheres. And before that, Morrigan off their album Celts with Staring into the Eyes of Choo-choo! And which is not to be... Choo-choo! And before that, not to be confused with Sebalba's Sack Ibitul Cab from their album Adzam Poop Ek. So yeah, we're speaking in
all
tongues.
All these songs
tonight
were instructions for transvestites on how to tuck their nuts.
Yeah. Exactly.
Through the midnight spheres.
What's a chew-chew? Oh, isn't that those
you'll know it when you go
aren't
to
those
Amsterdam.
those baked cinnamon things that you get at the vendor, like the Mexican vendors have them, the chulchuls. Yeah.
What the fuck are those things called? Chorizo?
No, it's not chorizo. Chorizo's that greasy meat.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, it's like... it's the cinnamon stick, and it's called the chul something.
The chupa.
The
chulpa mi velga.
Yeah. So...
Mi verga.
This,
you know, if they wanted to say a B, why'd they just spell it with a B instead of with a V?
Which?
Like verga or
oh,
or
the way they...
Vario.
Yeah, Vario. Yeah, that interchangeable B, V they've got going. It's not as bad as the L and the R in Asian cultures. I love it
when... Oh my God, Japanese Spanish would be fucking horrible.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it would be messed the fuck up.
Mi Vera.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that would be...
Mi Vida Roca.
Caballero. Yeah. Como te rama rama. This is not working.
Hi.
Hi. Well...
See, hi.
Well, do you ever seen any like emails from Japanese people when they're writing in English and they actually transpose the R and the L in their writing?
Yeah.
That is weird. They'll actually do it in the way they write too, because they're probably sounding it out in their head. They're going, oh yeah, you use it with the R.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rock and road, okay. You know, I've been meaning to bring this up for a while.
Dropping roads.
Yeah. Dropping roads.
Oh,
yeah. Dropping roads.
R oval your face.
The Japanese version. This is not related to what we're just talking about, but every afternoon at work, I like to turn on the History Channel in our break room because it's just nothing but Hitler shows.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny because it's we have a diverse group of people that we work with. And anyway, but, you know, it's just documentaries on Hitler, and I find World War II fascinating, but I'll just sit there and just kind of wait for somebody to say something, and nobody ever does. But
yeah.
The reason I'm bringing this up is because I was watching the History Channel today during my lunch, and I was looking at Hitler and his little mustache and thinking about how that isn't something that was just the style at the time. That was just Hitler.
No, that was the style at the time.
Well, it was my understanding that he begat that style. Like, I was actually reading up on this. There was supposedly there, maybe this is just a legend, but supposedly he actually was encouraged to do something when he was involved in that, what is it, the Ostara group that ultimately gave rise to the NSDAP. They were encouraging iconography and, you know, as far as being, you know, making yourself an icon. So supposedly that's what he went with. Maybe it was the style at the time. Anyway, the point is I was looking at that going, how would things have been different as far as the perception of him if he had had a different hook instead of the little mustache? Like, what if he had had big, you know, Elvis sideburns or an eye patch or a sombrero, you know? It's like...
Well, if he had had big sideburns, he wouldn't have looked too terribly...
Well, yeah, he wouldn't.
Kaiser. But.
Yeah, or how about a huge beard, you know?
Well, again...
Yeah, that's true. But I was thinking, what if he just...
What about a bunch of barbell piercing shit in his face.
An eyebrow and a piercing.
Teardrop tattooed under his eye.
Yeah, yeah.
His hair combed the other way so it went down over his face.
Well,
then he'd be emo.
Well, didn't he also, wasn't he the first guy to ever, like, have a spider web tattoo on his elbow?
He ladder laced his shoes with white laces.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but I was thinking it would have been hilarious if, all right, scratch all that. It would have been hilarious if Hitler had worn a sombrero everywhere and demonized the sombrero. Because, of course, if you wanted to have the little mustache now, you never could because people would immediately just go, what, are you trying to look like Hitler or something?
No, Charlie Chaplin, motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. But that's the
white
thing.
White power!
Yeah, because Charlie Chaplin was a white supremacist too, and that's a Nazi sympathizer. Hey, oh, that's slander.
He's dead. It's
yeah,
fine.
Well, his estate, you know,
just like Walt Disney.
Yeah, well,
Walt Disney's dead too.
Yeah,
and Jerry Garcia.
Yes, but yeah, no, I just thought it would be hilarious if Hitler
driving that train high on cocaine, white power, motherfucker.
Well, that would have been great. Well, it was kind of like when we were standing around at that when we were up in New York when we went to see Emperor, and we happened upon the John Lennon Memorial, which had people just milling around it and putting roses on it and stuff.
Yeah.
And we were
like
just
a big summoning circle.
Yeah, and we just kept making fun of the Jerry Garcia Memorial that they have in San Francisco.
Maybe I'm dead
and you're alive. No, wait, check this out.
Maybe I'm dead
and you're alive. So
white power, motherfucker.
Well, don't say it too soon because we have next up. We've got Vorlog from. We're, I guess, kind of like that. This is off their album "Womb of Pestilence," and this is their song "Illuminating Void." Contemplative.
Yeah!
That was Constant Descent of the Seraphim. Before that was Astral Pandemonium, and then Penetrations of Darkness from Mortuis.
From Mortuis, yeah. They are our band of the month.
That's right.
And pretty much if you're into stuff like Unskopt or Offermod, take note, because members of Mortuis have been involved in both of those bands in the past. Actually,
also kind of, but more watered down, and I don't mean that in a derogatory way, but a more simplified version, sort of the Deathspell Omega school of thought, a little.
Kind of.
There's some weirdness going on in it.
Yeah, but. Yeah, there's some discordancy in there, but I mean, you know, I think also a lot of their stuff actually reminds me of some of the cooler moments of Demysterious.
Yeah.
And not as fast, but like the slower parts. Like pretty much it's almost like a whole album that's sort of like Freezing Moon in a lot of ways. But it's really, really good stuff. I like it a lot. And it grows on you. I've noticed that because initially I liked it, it took me a few listens and now I'm like, this is really, really good. I actually like it more than Unskept. And also for those of you keeping score, it's former members of Deadfood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're a fan of Deadfood, take notice. So we'll be hearing more of that next time on our show. Yeah, dog food?
Rock food? I like rock food and ready to roll. And rock tourists.
Okay, so the next thing that we've got, this is actually kind of an oldie but a goodie, but it's coming back around. Label out of California called Nuclear War Now. They kind of do, I'm sure they'd be offended by this attribution, but they do boutique releases because it's stuff that's already been released, but they do special editions of it. Like apparently they did I was impressed with this. I'm not a Blasphemy fanatic. I mean, they're a cool band, but I don't worship them like some people do.
Yeah, but they released all the Blasphemy solo albums.
Oh yeah, yeah, just like the Kiss solo albums.
Exactly.
Because there's four different editions, all picture discs, but each release it's the same album. It's Fallen Angel of Doom. But then there's a different picture on each one of each member of the band. And then it has like different splatter vinyl color on it and inserts and patches and all sorts of crazy shit. I mean, if you're a vinyl fetishist, then Nuclear War Now is probably going to scratch your itch. So go check that out.
No lie.
But they also had enough foresight to re-edition the band Shibalba and their awesome album Odd Zom Poop Ek. And I respect them just for sticking with that title for their own personal reasons, even though it says poop in the middle of it. Literally, it just says, it's Odd Zom Poop, P-O-O-P, and the next word is Ek. But it's kind of one of the classics of the Mexican underground.
Yeah.
That and Cenotaph and Shub-Niggurath and, what else do they have down there? There's a lot of bands I'm forgetting, but those are just a couple that come to mind. Well, the Chasm, but they don't really count because they're in the U.S. So I guess they were in Mexico before.
Daniel Corchado, who was
on Incantate.
On Cenotaph.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so it does
Chasm
count.
Chasm absolutely counts.
Right.
And Sadistic Execution from L.A.
Yeah, yeah. Those guys are cool, though.
I
wish they'd do more. You know, they had that full length that was supposed to be out like 7 years ago, literally.
It's going
to
be out this year.
Yeah, yeah. That and the Necrovore reunion.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, they are going, that is confirmed. The guys from Sadistic Intent are backing up Jeff Becerra at Wacken for a Possessed show.
That's right.
So, supposed to be like Pentacle and Possessed out on the road together, but then Wacken came knocking. Ha! And, you know, they were getting their whole show together with the
dong.
Yeah, banger. Yeah, the Wacken dong, bang your head open air. So
the Wacken dong.
Yeah, Wacken dong. So they pretty much snapped that up. So that's all that's happening now. But oh well. But anyway, the Shibalba is out on LP again through Nuclear War Now. It's, I guess, the original artwork. It's got a really cool looking. I'm waiting on it in the mail. I'm just playing my CD copy of it.
It's got a like a varnish finish on it because
it
has some Mayan or Aztec looking
It's a varnish. It's a varnish relief of one of their murals on the front. It looks really cool. So we're gonna go ahead and play a song called "Sack It Bitlube Cab," which is perfect for our show tonight. All right. We'll be right back. That was Dark Throne with As Flittermice as Satan Spies from Transylvanian Hunger. That was one of the songs that Varg Vikernes co-wrote with them. It was kind of a combination tribute to Die Flittermouse and 24/7 Spies. That old black comma
that
metal.
Black metal band.
Black comma metal band. And before that, we heard Profanatica with Scourging and Crowning, two of my favorite things to do on the weekend. That's off their newest album, Profanatitas de Demonatia. There we go.
And then Wesley Willis's I'm Sorry I Got Fat.
Yeah. And for that, something we haven't played in quite a while, that was Pain Amplifier from Mythos.
That's right. Used to be a standard on the old show.
Oh, yeah. It's a great song. It's the best song on the album, as it happens. It's got
that catchy chorus where you can channel on at the end. Pain! Pain!
Killer! Killer! Oh, no, wait. That's
Pain! Pain! Amplifier!
Yes. So that was a band that used to be Belial, or had members of Belial.
Yeah.
And then
guys that couldn't hack it.
Yeah, couldn't
wearing the
couldn't
wearing
handle
the
wearing
green,
the or the robot,
green robot paint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scales.
Yeah, the that one Belial album that had them all airbrushed on the back. And then didn't that guy, God, I always get this wrong. I think
they split and did Mythos, and then the other guys just went over to do
Impaled Nazarene, and then one guy died.
Yeah.
Yeah, so go figure.
Stabbed to death by Varg Vikernes.
No! I was about to say, let's just recite the entire Norwegian Black Circle facts for everybody, because, you know.
I think what's more important is we need to produce a shirt that has Varg Vikernes' face on the front that says, Varg don't surf. Okay. And market it in Norway.
Yeah, I don't think I want to do that.
Krishnag, don't surf.
We still need to print our My Cock is Slapping You in the Mouth shirt.
The big chicken.
Yeah, yeah. Great. You know, we're talking about Hellhammer breaking his arm. And, well, Agapornis has his own theory about how it happened.
Well, he broke it on tour with Dimmu Borgir, so I can only assume he broke it off in Shagrath's ass.
Yeah. And because we were thinking, how does a guy like Hellhammer break his arm? Does he fall off the stage?
Yeah, we've heard of Frost, drummer for Satyricon in 1349, breaking his foot.
In the middle of
playing
a Satyricon set, yeah.
Blasting, but, I mean, how really are you going to fuck up your forearm playing drums? Like,
yeah. He did that off stage in Shagrath's ass. Yeah, because Frost, apparently there's footage of this where he breaks his foot on stage. He's like, because he's that good.
Yeah.
He just kept it going. But he's lucky he didn't like cripple himself for life.
No shit.
But yeah, so
bone marrow leaking out into his shoe.
Ooh. Yeah, his drum pedal all wet and slippery, you know. Oh. But no, we had this whole reenactment of Hellhammer breaking his arm. So I guess we'll just go ahead and perform it for you now. It's like, oh yeah, deeper Hellhammer, yeah. Stick it up there.
Are you sure?
Yeah, further.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to come. Oh! Put it out!
What's going on in there?
There you go. That was that was it. So if you're wondering how Hellhammer broke his arm,
I'm falling down the stairs.
Yeah. Feel like, no, he fell down the stairs of the bus. Shit.
And then came the Mexican hooker.
Fuck me. Yeah, people are like, why do you guys keep saying that? There's this guy I know who went down to Tijuana and he...
Didn't we tell his story?
Maybe, but it's a long time ago. Went down to Tijuana and fucked this hooker, and he said it was really distracting because she was doing a lot of really bad acting, and she apparently had this big, loud voice of, oh, fuck me! Fuck me! And we were like, and Agatha Forrest was like, well, she was a death metal singer? And,
fuck me!
That would have been kind of
fuck me!
That would have been better.
Yeah.
Mortuus is our band of the month. They have got an album out on the Ina Offensive. It's called De Contemplada Morte. And we played a little bit of this, but we decided we wanted to just play the whole thing. They also have a really good EP, a 7-inch EP that you can get through the Ina Offensive. It's great. They're from Umeå, Sweden, which is kind of up in the north. It's far away from Stockholm, as it happens, according to Atom from the band. He says it's like as far, he says it's almost as far away from Stockholm as Italy is, but I think he's exaggerating. So
he's
so,
taking into account the curve and the curvature of the globe.
Yeah, yeah. He well, you know, he's a what do you call it?
European.
You know, well, I was thinking about what do you call people who study maps and the globe?
Oh, a geographobe.
A geographer, I guess.
Geographile.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, I don't know any of that.
Pederast.
Sure. Yeah. A rapist. yeah. And with that in mind, apparently he's also into
kid fucker, just like that AI guy, Jude Law.
Yeah, he doesn't rape that kid in that movie. Might have been better if he had.
Should have, yeah.
Well, with that in mind, this is a song called Penetrations of Darkness.
Yeah.
Yes, it's good stuff. Check it out.
To build a more better.
We'll be right back.
Cinema on Solar Fall Radio.
Backwards version.
That's right. If you're hearing this segment, that means you're at the end of the show. Fooled ya. You were probably wondering.
Revenge!
Yeah.
Revenge!
For nothing that you actually did to us.
Right,
but, yeah, so if you're hearing this.
But like all of Western society, we need revenge!
Exactly. Payback time. That's
right,
what it is.
You sons of bitches.
So, yeah, if you're hearing this right now, that means you've reached the end of the show. So we hope you enjoyed it. You're probably very confused and scrubbing around in the MP3 and writing us little messages on Gmail, which is at
metalenema@gmail.com,
going, hey, the show's all messed up. And then you're hearing this and going, God, son of a bitch.
That's really stupid. Well, fuck you. You didn't think of it. We did.
Yes. We're kind of doing the Monty Python approach for that, so. Yeah. Except it doesn't have any nifty animations. Well, it does, but you can't see them. No. So.
You can if you do, like, 6 bowls of yahe.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say that, this is basically our July 5th, or 5th of July show.
That's right.
And we decided we didn't want to do caught on tape this time. So some of you out there are going, oh, well, compared to that, I'm glad they just did this dumbass backwards show. What has been going on? I don't even follow this, but Chris Benoit.
Well, Chris Benoit, the Canadian crippler, the rabid Wolverine of the World Wrestling Entertainment Federation Championship Wrestling.
It's like convoluted.
Yeah, to the WWE FCW. It's probably better than that TNA show.
Yeah.
Where it's like wrestling, but they built an octagon instead of, or a hexagon.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's kind of this like they're trying to do what ECW is doing and WCW, but kind of spice it up a little bit by adding extra sides to the ring.
Oh, wow. So it's radical.
Yeah, it's actually a hexagon. I guess they didn't want to draw too many comparisons to UFC and actually do it inside an octagon. But it's called TNA, which is like total...
Tits and ass?
And ass.
Right.
And that's what... They need more of, but they don't have it.
Oh,
they just
I see.
Have, like, it's all...
It's all sweaty guys.
That's right.
What the fuck? What?
It's all roids and sausage.
On a wrestling show? What the fuck? Well, yeah, so this guy...
Yeah, Chris Benoit, he up in...
Is he the guy who invented the balls that you shove up your ass?
No, but it was funny.
Benoit balls?
Yeah, it was funny. I got somebody with that. In the initial CNN report, it said Chris Benoit, and then put in parentheses, pronounced Benoit, B-E-N-W-A-H. So I copied that and sent it to somebody and said, and added in the parentheses, as in the balls, and said, wow, CNN's really up to date on putting out that little tidbits of information.
Yeah, they also, well, CNN talks about ass to mouth all the time.
Sweet.
ATM machines, that is ass to mouth, because some copy guy is just completely misinformed about the fuck's going on.
Cave bacon. but anyway, Chris Benoit, like, up and ditched off this pay-per-view he was supposed to be on and went home and strangled his wife and then a few hours later smothered his son and put a Bible next to both of them.
Proving that religion is...
Is to blame.
Is to blame, yes. I was thinking about why he finally cracked and it occurred to me that he was probably trying to like complain or talk about it to his fellow wrestlers and going... Man, you know, I got to go home to my awful wife and my retarded son. And they're like, ah, oh, man, come on. He's like, no, I'm serious. He's retarded.
Yeah. The kid was mentally retarded with a form of autism and a form of autism.
And a form of autism, yeah. Seems like everybody's got a form of autism
now.
Oh,
yeah. It's the new thing.
Yeah.
It's ADD's becoming autism.
Yeah, it's instead of ADD, it's now autism. Yeah, great. At the same time, it's endlessly annoying to me that the only point of reference most people have for that is Rain Man. That's kind of like making Back to the Future references for for cars or something. I don't
for Parkinson's.
For Parkinson's? Oh, like Back to the Future? What? No. or AIDS and the Goonies, you know?
My favorite aspect of this whole thing was that, well, two aspects. One is they found prescription like steroids and human growth hormone around the house, which why any doctor feels the need to prescribe steroids and human growth hormone to somebody that lifts weights all the time and is huge and violent anyway. But the retarded son apparently had track marks in his arm, and they're doing toxicology to find out whether or not he'd been taking human growth hormone, blah, blah, blah. So it's kind of fucked up that either he, the retarded kid, or the dad or the mom were giving the 7-year-old retarded kid human growth hormone. Like, oh, I wish he was Downs.
Yeah.
Let's try to make him all huge.
Yeah. My banana. Well, I guess with that, I was just realizing, because this is the backwards show, this is going to be really confusing. Okay,
yeah.
Because...
it's going to be a lot of talking at the end.
Well, not even that, but I'm about to announce our first set of songs, and it's going to be really confusing.
Exactly.
So, anyway, here we go. This is Mythos with Pain Amplifier. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Bye.